Ramyakirov swerved to one side to dodge the blade that came swinging at her, but it still grazed her arm, making the alarm fashioned into her training suit emit an annoying, high-pitched hum.
Kirov!
Istopol Moroni, the Institute's top trainer, who was well known for his dogged penchant for discipline, shouted.
Focus!
Ramya steadied herself and gripped her sword tighter, returned her opponent's blow. Her peer, Armand Danukis, the favored cadet of their year, parried effortlessly and smirked.
Is there anything you're good at, Kirov?
Armand jeered, his hazel eyes glinting with ridicule through the steel mesh of his face mask.
Anything at all?
You'll see, Danukis. I'll shut you up for good this time. Ramya brought down her sword in a slicing motion across Armand's combat suit-clad torso, but he stopped it midway, his own blade set firmly between her sword and his chest. His brows danced.
That's the best you can do? Hasn't your father taught you anything? They say he's the greatest swordsman in Rayonic times.
He was indeed. Her father was also the richest man in Rayonic times, and the most heartless father Ramya could have had.
He must be so proud of you, Kirov, Armand said, tossing his dark curls and chuckling. Heiress to his empire can't win a duel to save her life.
Ramya stiffened. This was not something she wanted or needed to hear. She didn't need reminding of her father's disappointment in her, especially not when she needed to win this duel so desperately.
Tristan Kirov's luck sure ran out with you, Armand scoffed. His firstborn not only a girl, but also one as useless as you.
Shut up. Armand wasn't far from the truth, though. Tristan Kirov, her father, owner of a fiefdom that included 5 mineral-soaked planets over 3 star systems, never would have wanted a daughter. At least not a firstborn, who by the Confederacy's laws of inheritance would be the sole legal heir to the house. Armand bared his impossibly perfect teeth.
He must wish you dead so your baby brother can be his heir instead.
I won't let you inside my head. She struck a straight jab at his torso, but he blocked it right away. The jab was a calculated move because she knew what he would come with next. Come on, step back and try your favorite swipe. Ramya smiled as Armand took a step back and raised his arm just like she had expected. She waited until the last moment before ducking to avoid the sweep, expecting to catch Armand by surprise. Her calculations were correct. He momentarily lost his balance and stumbled forward. Whirling around to face his back, Ramya thrust her blade with full force into his suit, right where his heart would be. The tip of her blade flashed red at contact, and electronic messages relaying the kill strike spread to the monitoring units. A shrill alarm blasted across the arena.
Gotcha!
At the sound of clapping, Ramya took her eyes off the crouching Armand Danukis and glanced at the stands ringing the spacious dueling area. It had been near empty to begin with, and it was still sparse now. Except for the trainer, Moroni, who had burst into applause, there were 3 others who had come to cheer on Armand. They now sat with drooping faces. In addition, there was an unintroduced visitor in a dark blue coat who sat a distance away from Armand's pals. Moroni held up a baton that glowed white, signaling the end of the duel.
Win to Kirov, he announced as he headed toward the ring.
Armand rose to his feet and glowered.
A strike from the back, eh?
He said, baring his teeth in a vicious scowl.
Just what is expected from one of your house, come to think of it. You hearthless vagrant insects are best at sneaking your way into other people's territories when their backs are turned. I won fair and square, Danukis, Ramya spat.
While she cared little about the house that had never really respected her, an outsider, especially someone from a rival house like Danukis, calling her family names made her insides bristle.
as with every Kirov before her, being called hearthless particularly stung. When the galaxy was settled hundreds of years ago, every noble family was given a piece of land where they built their hearth, erected their homes, and raised their families. Hearths were a family's lifeline, an inheritance to be protected with life. Back in those days, when enmity and competition between houses wasn't about wresting business deals from each other under cover of apparent civility, disputes often ended in usurping an enemy's hearth. A hearthless family was a refugee with no land to call their own, their nobility stripped off along with the lost land, their position reduced to bottom of societal approval. House Kirov was unfortunate enough to lose their hearth. Kalin Moanu, Ramya repeated the name in her mind, the name of the man who had snatched the Kirov hearth, the name etched in the memory of every Kirov since. Although it had happened a long time ago, and although the Kirovs had rebuilt their fortunes and reestablished themselves in galactic society once again, the original stigma remained fresh, thanks to people like Armand Danukis. "Quite like your father, after all," Armand went on as he pulled his protective headgear off. "He won the Carbonic contracts just as fairly, last year and every year before that. He also won your mother's hand honorably, didn't he? Too bad the whore birthed a loser like you."